I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast.
Hello, hello, amazing peeps. We are stopping the presses. This is a special episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast because I have to share the one and only Leonie Dawson with you once again. Welcome to the podcast, Leonie.
Oh, Tash, I love you so much. I'm obsessed with you. And I wish, if everyone's not listening to the video recording, I just need you to know that Tash looks like a freaking Disney princess and she's wearing a shirt that I gave her and it just thrills me.
I love it so much. Make sure you come to the show notes of today's episode at tashcorbin.com/Leonie and you'll be able to see a little preview of us on video, and you will also be able to grab some of our special links that we're sharing with you today. The reason why we're doing this completely out of sync, I haven't gone off my podcast episode numbers for years, Leonie, years, but I'm going off my podcast numbers because your Spectacular Academy is doubling in price on the 1st of December. And so number one, I wanted to make sure everyone knew about that. But number two, I also wanted to pick your brains a little around sales, making sales, and your business model, because it is very different to my business model. And yet there are so many things that we agree on when it comes to business and marketing and all those sorts of things. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity to talk about a different business model. So first and foremost, the Academy price is doubling, normally $99 US for a whole year, everyone, a whole year. So you can still get that until the 1st of December, and then it's going to be doubling, well, more than doubling, $199. And I just want to say, you do get everything, but you don't have to do everything to get value out of it. I had a few people who were like, no, I'm not going to renew this year because I haven't really used it all. I was like, no one uses it all. That's like trying to occupy Leonie's brain. That's not a place you want to hang out for a long time. You go and you dip in and out here and there. Only Leonie gets to live in Leonie's brain. And so I thought what we could do is just highlight some of the courses that I love. So number one is Sales Star. I always tell everyone, start with Sales Star. The second one is the book, the How to Write and Launch a Book in 40 Days. 40 Days to Finish a Book. Then the third one is actually your Marketing Without Social Media. Even though I still use social media, I love that you've captured the principles of marketing and that it's like you don't have to use social media. You can choose to use social media, but also the foundations that you get people to set up underneath. I think even if you are on social media, you should still do that anyway. So they're my three top recommendations. And even if you only did those three, well above and beyond in terms of return on investment. So we'll put my affiliate link. I'm an affiliate, proud of Leonie affiliate. We'll put my affiliate link in the show notes at tashcorbin.com/Leonie. Make sure you go and check out the Academy. Now, Leonie, $99 a year. I mean, you're putting the price up to $199, but still very, very affordable model. What made you choose that sort of model for your business? Because you've mostly been low ticket, right?
Yeah, basically. And for $99 a year, you get access to every single one of my courses, my programs, my books, my code, all my templates. There's nothing that I create that the Academy doesn't get.
Yeah.
So I think we're up to $8,500 in value and programs. And then you also get next year, we've got 50 new workshops coming out and it's just, there's just stuff coming out all the time. And I just really like to surprise and delight people.
Yeah.
And you're 100% right. You cannot use it all. And it's not, that's not the point of it. It's sort of going, oh, I've got a Netflix membership. In order to get the most out of it, I need to watch every single thing on there. No, it's a buffet. It's a buffet. You need to stick to what me and Tash do. And that's watch the most tragic rom-coms on there and then bitch to each other about it. That's the important part of Netflix, you know?
Yes.
That's when you get the value.
I love it so much. And I actually also really love your guest trainers. I was one of them. I talked about habits and success habits for managing yourself. But I found you've got a lot of stuff out of people in those guest training sessions that I haven't heard from them elsewhere. It's really great depth and that they're going into and look more practical ways. Also what I taught in your workshop, I actually haven't really taught anywhere else. My planning people kind of get it, but not in that same way. So that's really cool as well that you've got, I think there's 36, by the end of next year, there'll be 36 guest trainings in there or something wild like that. So
yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's how That's how many there
So
is.
many more.
Well
Yes.
done. Well
So
done.
good. So yes, do make sure you go and check that out. But yeah, why did you choose the more affordable model, Leonie?
So, like I've played around with different like business models for years. I've been selling online since 2002-ish. And I've always played around. And if you said to me, Leonie, like I need you to make $100,000, I am always going to choose like to sell $100 product to 1,000 people than selling $10,000 product to 10 people. Because like I feed off a crowd, like I like teaching a lot of people. And I also find it like a little bit less stressful, truth be told, because I'm like, well, I'm gonna give them like so much fucking value for $100. Like there's like a shit in a pot and I could get people like get value out of that. You know what I mean? And of course, like then it just thrills me that I can just like keep delivering and over delivering, and it creates this very long-term relationship cycle. I have people who stick around in my audience for not just like a couple of months, but for like years and years and decades. And people are like, I'm always gonna fucking follow you because I always get so much more value than I ever pay you for. And as well, I just I keep playing around with other stuff and it just keeps on bringing me joy to do this smaller amount. I like that people can just go, fuck yeah. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Of course I will. It's not to say that I don't have to market. I still need to market. And one of the things that surprises people is that in some ways with the academy, one of the things that I have to teach people is like, just because it's low price doesn't mean it's not high value. And there's no like catch, because people are always like, what's the catch? But what's the fucking go with this chick and this offer? So I have to make sure that like I build up even more trust and communicate even more of that with people in order, like, my long-term people will be like, oh, that's just Leonie. To new people, they're like, what the is this? So it's the communication process, really.
And so that's actually a good point. Like, let's start with the highs. Like, what are the good things about being low ticket? So you said it's a little less like pressure on you when you're in that sort of lower price range. What are some of the other benefits that you find from being in that price point?
Oh, I think that people don't have to spend as much time thinking about it. I like that they don't really have to necessarily like invest in like credit card debt or anything like that in order to do it. I like that people can really easily share about with their friends, and no matter what their circumstances, chances are they would likely be able to swing it and invest in it. It's not really going after a particular niche. It's sort of available to more people than that, and it can be from like emerging entrepreneurs right up to established entrepreneurs, and people who are just still fucking thinking about it,
I love that. And do you find that you get a higher, because I think a lot of people assume you'll get a higher conversion rate. So are you aware of like what your conversion rate is, or is it higher than normal, do you think?
Well, I don't really know what normal is. I only know what's normal off like off me. So but for me, like off a sales page, the average is like 10 to 18% conversions off visitors, not unique page views. That's like, sorry, that's like, sorry, that's
Visit.
off page views, not unique visitors. So so if there's 10,000 people that look, then about 1,000 or 18,000, 1,800 will buy. So that works for me. With the academy, which totally surprised me, was like my conversion rate's a little bit lower than my usual sales pages, even though they're selling at the same amount, right? And I think it's because of that comms issue. So like the academy only converts at like 11%, which shits me when I've got other sales pages that convert at 18%. And it's like, that thing is literally in the fucking academy. So it's the comms issue.
And it is something that you need to be mindful of. I have the same thing with the refund policy that I have for Takeoff and also the ongoing access to the live calls. People are like, yeah, but how many of the calls? I'm like, all of the calls. And but yeah, but for how long? For as long as we do the calls, you can come to the calls. And people have, I think, have been burnt by things before, or
Of
they've
course.
not seen the catch before. So it is something that they'll always double check. And it just
And
happens.
like my established people will be like, yeah, I'm in because I know what this is about. But for like people who are new, they're like, what the hell?
That can't be right. It must be 99 a month. It must be. Yeah. And so then on the other side, what do you see as some of the more of the downsides of doing the lower ticket model?
Downsides is, you know, it's trickier to do, like I don't really rely on paid ads anyway, when I talk to Facebook ads people, they're like, yeah, it's really tricky for us to be able to break even, like make profit on a $100 offer, especially when you don't have any upsells. Like I've got zero upsells. Like what am I going to upsell them to? Everything that's already in the academy, like shut myself in the foot there. Paid ads aren't as big as an option, but I don't really give much of a fuck about that because I've never relied on paid ads. I always like the like doing my own mailing list and also like having affiliates who share about my work. I'd heaps rather pay them. The being a little bit more constrained on that front. People always assume that my customer service is going to be really, really difficult because the amount of people we only like our customer service person does. Like in a normal like weekly period, it's between 3 to 5 hours a week. Yeah. During a launch period, there might be like kind of 6 to 9 hours a week.
That's
pretty good. And then of course we create systems and make sure that we try and pre-answer people's questions and make it as streamlined as possible so that people don't have to email us.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. And so one of the things that I love inside the Academy is SalesStar, and I'll say that over and over again. Watch SalesStar, watch SalesStar, watch SalesStar. When you join, watch SalesStar. Everything else feeds off it so beautifully. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your best pieces of advice when it comes to sales and marketing and those sorts of things? Because you do it very different and you take a very kind of chill approach to it all, but you're also not afraid to sell. So I think that's like two cool things that go together. So yeah, if people want some Leonie advice on selling, what do you got to say?
It's really cute that you think I'm like chill on selling, because I feel like I am so down people's throats. And I think that's like the whole thing, right? It's like what everyone gets into. We all think that we're just like screaming at market, and meanwhile nobody else is like even notices. So we do have to market like a million times more than we think we do. And like we also need to like push out of our own comfort zones of like what we think is okay, because especially like as females and femmes, non-binary people, we tend to be a little bit more timid about sharing our things than like just a straight white dude, you know what I mean? Like they're like ego and they're like, I own the world, let me tell everybody about it. We have to do like 10 times the amount of marketing that we're comfortable with to even approach what they're doing. So I think that's important. I think anytime that you can invest in your sales page to make it more compelling, hugely, hugely important. I personally love long sales pages. I know that not everybody does, but I like the shorter a sales page I write, the less money I make. And statistics tend to back that up. Longitudinal studies over like sales on the internet shows that longer sales pages convert at a much, much higher rate. Usually. So I always tend to do a longer sales page. You really want to get clear about what your thing is, how it's helping people. You want to build that trust, let people know why you're an expert in that field. Testimonials are an essential part of the selling process to help build that social proof. So anything that you can get to get text testimonials, video testimonials, hugely, hugely important. And pouring it fucking everywhere, so much so that you think your head is stuck up your own asshole because you're just like, and meanwhile nobody even notices, you know what I mean? Like it's and they'll buy, but they don't even register that you're marketing.
Yeah absolutely. The stats are getting like bigger and bigger as well, when we know that people have to see like a message 7 times, 8 times now, but also your most active followers will see less than 8% of your posts on social media, and your most active list subscribers will still not read every email. So like think about all like the multiplier effect that it has there. So when you talk about sharing over and over and over again, do you look for like different angles to talk about it through, or do you have any structure around the way that you talk about it in so many different ways, or do you just basically just throw it at the internet as much as you can?
Like, I do throw it at the internet as much as I can, but there's always like the different components of it. Like, okay, I need to make sure I need like feature all those testimonials. I need to make sure like people understand what the academy is. I need to build up that expert, no, like trust factor. I need to help have like good content so people are like, oh, this chick knows what the fuck she's talking about, you know? Those things are really helpful.
Yeah. I saw last time you launched the academy, you did quite a lot of live content in your workbooks group, and you did quite a few posts where you were like, I'll answer questions for the next hour in writing or that kind of thing. Do you find that extra presence or I'm actually here helps to drive conversion and sales in your launches as well?
Not sure, but I just feel more committed myself when I'm doing it. It's like, oh, that's right. I just need to keep showing up. And even if it means I just like get one more like impression on somebody, better than doing nothing. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, if I can get like 10 people and it's like, if it's their first time finding out about me, then cool. It's like one more impression. It's all progress, whether they buy from me now or in 10 years. It's all progress.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then one quick final question, because I know you're very well known for working 10 hours a week or less and being really tight with your time and your business. So how do you balance those two things then? Like, I need to show up and be present. How do you stop yourself from being online for 16 hours? Or how do you like make sure that you get it done when, like, sometimes if you're working 10 hours and you've got six complex customer questions, or you've got, you know, like how do you stay focused on the launch activities or the sales activities in that limited time?
So I like, what a complicated, like, customer questions. Like, I don't deal with any of that shit. True. Like, what's that for? I don't understand. That is like, you know, that's why I've got a team and they've, you know, I've got, my assistant Zita has been with me for 5 years. Lydia has been working with me on and off for 10 years now. And like they pretty much know, like they might have like one or two questions a week and I answer that in a 15 minute call. But other than that, like showing up doesn't actually take as much time as you think it is. Like for me to do a live stream, I might do like one a week, like in a month long period. So that's like 1 hour a week. Like that's fine. I can devote that. I might do a couple of those AMAs, but I say I'm here for the next hour.
Yeah.
And I do it in multiple groups at a time. And so I'm in like five groups doing AMAs over the space of an hour. And I'm just like, as much as I can. And then I get the fuck off and I enjoy my life, you know? So it doesn't actually take that much time. I'm like, one thing I'm not is like, I'm not going to spend a huge amount of time just on like Instagram stories and stuff like that. Like because I could spend my whole day on there, but how many people are going to see it? How many people are actually going to pay attention? Am I going to deliver real value? Yeah, that feels very undecided. So I don't find that I convert people as well as in like a little bit more like staged activities.
Yeah I'm exactly the same actually. I find, especially with Instagram stories, and I know it's like your warmest audience and the hottest people, but the fact that they disappear after 24 hours makes me feel like, I did all that for 24 hours. Whereas people will stumble. I see people commenting on Facebook lives you've done 3 months ago today, and it's still generating some of that connection and trust for people. So I also tend to lean towards the more long-lasting pieces of content for sure. Yeah.
Totally. And then like you can also take that live stream and then convert it into like a podcast episode. Like, and then that podcast episode will just keep on accruing more people. Like, I like that. I like when it's just going to keep being evergreen content. And then like when I do live streams as well, I can point back people back to it like 2 years later and go, oh, I remember when I did this one, you know, that was helpful. Or I'll take it and I'll just convert it into a webinar and people have to sign up for the webinar and it's just a like evergreen webinar. Like I love repurposing stuff. I'm not going to like dick around for 60 people to see some fucking live, like some story it's available for 24 hours. Like I would rather stab myself in the face with a cucumber.
That's a great visual.
My work is worth so much more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it supports and helps more people when it's available for longer and it gets that opportunity to be reshared as well. So that's brilliant. Love it. All right. Well, we're going to keep it nice and short. So thank you so much, Leonie. This has been so good. And I do want to stress to everyone listening along, the Academy is magnificent. And even if you miss out on the $99 thing, and you pay the $1.99, it is still so worth it. There are there's a community call each month. It's 6:30 in the morning and I get up for it. And anyone who knows me knows I do not get up at 6:30 in the morning. Leonie is one of the very, very few exceptions to that. So she knows she's won me over when she sees me at the community call. And Leonie also, just the generosity in those calls. You just go through every question and you answer, and you give your best response. Sometimes you'll direct people to a course in the academy that's going to be the thing for them to watch. The watching you handle the community calls is a lesson in and of itself. And so it is magnificent to watch. And as I said, there's 36, that by the end of next year, there'll be 36 guest trainings in there. You've got all of Leonie's courses in there. And even if you just do Sales Start and you get a little bit outside your comfort zone and show up a bit more, it is going to have a knock-on effect to the income that you make in your business. And that's amazing. So you'll get your ROI, your return on investment. Yep. So make sure that you come to the show notes at tashcorbin.com/Leonie. The other thing we're going to share with you there is the link where you can go and get a copy of watching Leonie's presentation at the Heart Centered Business Conference this year in person. So Leonie talked about how she made $13 million working less than 10 hours a week. So if that particular part of this interview really sung to you, make sure you go and grab the link to that with the show notes of today's episode, because it is a brilliant presentation, got it professionally recorded, and Leonie's notes are in there as well, and the slide decks. It's a really great little bundle that you get absolutely free, so we'll share the link to that as well, and I'll also share my affiliate link to Leonie's Academy.
You should also say how to write my name, because nobody spells it correctly.
L-E-O-N-I-E. Leonie. And wherever you are listening to this podcast episode, it will be written in the title. So make sure you go and check it out there as well. Tashcorbin.com/Leonie. And normally it's an episode number, but as I said, Leonie is very, very special. And this was a stop the presses moment, because the price is going up, and I wanted to make sure everyone knew about it, because it's so good.
Oh, I love you, Tash. Thank you, my queen. I can't wait to our spa day. Like, I need it desperately.
I'm so excited. 2 weeks till our spa day together. Oh, also, I just want to say as well, a few people who bought the Academy last year through me have now become affiliates and are promoting the Academy. And that's also a great thing that you can do, is Leonie encourages people to be affiliates for her program. So if you buy it and you love it and you want to share it with people, she rewards you for that. So make sure that you go and check it all out. And if you have any questions, feel free to get in touch with me.
Yep. And you get 50% of the course enrollment, and you get it every single time they renew. So we have like $10,000 going out like in the next couple of days to people, just for stuff like when people renewed from last year, so they haven't done shit, and just sending $10,000 just extra thanks.
My renewals from last year for this year will be paid out this month, and that's my whole Christmas budget.
I love it. I love everything.
We're gonna have a good Christmas. It's gonna be a great Christmas. The kids are very important.
Santa has to live it.
So good. You're our Santa, Leonie. So I love it. I love it. And it's such a beautiful model as well, because like it also, as you said, like with ads and it doesn't quite work out, but rewarding affiliates for making sales is such a beautiful way to spread the word. And it does mean you have hundreds of people talking about how amazing the Academy is, and spreading the word and sharing their own personal experience and their personal take. And that also, I think it really helps, like for me, because I get to explain what I love about the Academy, then it makes sense for my audience as well as to why they will jump in and what will incentivize and motivate them. So it also really helps to tailor that messaging too. It's genius.
And you're a genius. I think it, like, I would just get the coolest people through affiliates. Like, they're totally our people. Yeah. When we have done Facebook ads, like, we end up with randos and we're like, you don't belong here, babes. Like,
Not Leonie's people. Did you watch any of the videos first?
Of course I fucking swear. Of course I can't swear in my courses. Like, when am I not swearing, you know?
Love it. Can I also say, I'm just deconstructing my office at the moment, and I've got my little Leonie says get your shiz done postcard off my wall, and it's getting tucked into my planner so that I don't lose it, because it's going up at our new house. So as I pulled that off the wall, I thought, no, oh, I'm talking to Leonie today. It's so special. So special.
So proud of you, and I'm so excited for your new home. And I'm so excited to come stay in your home too.
Yes.
All right. If everyone hasn't already, you can rent out Tash's beautiful home for a little retreat, and you absolutely should be DMing Tash immediately.
Oh, yes. Yep. Tropical. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Leonie, for doing this. And thank you, everyone, for listening along. Until next time, we cannot wait to see you shine. Don't forget to go and check all those deets. TashCorbin.com/Leonie. Bye for now.
Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to TashCorbin.com today.